Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Paul Douglas back with you. We had a relatively benign spring flooding season across most of central and southern Minnesota. Kind of a slow motion meltdown. We didn't get heavy rain at the same time we had significant snow on the ground. We were able to kind of dodge a bullet, at least this year, across most of CCO land. Up north, though, the Red River Valley, it's a different story. Governor Walz has declared a peacetime emergency and authorized the Minnesota National Guard to assist with emergency flood operations in several counties where emergency operation plans are already activated. Polk County has been hit very hard, and the Red River Valley area under the gun right now with flooding. I had a chance to read an article at the Grand Forks Herald written by Sydney Mook, and Sydney joins us right now. She is actually the managing editor at the Grand Forks Herald. Sydney, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. What's the latest up there? How bad is it? And can you provide any perspective? When I hear Grand Forks, I go back to 97. I know it's bad, but it's probably not going to be as bad as it was in the late 90s from everything I'm hearing. Is that correct or not?
That is correct. It's getting pretty, though the river and everything is getting pretty high up here, but it is not quite to the level of 1997, thankfully. We've certainly been busy today and this weekend covering flooding in different cities across the upper Red River Valley. But thankfully, I don't believe we'll be approaching 1997 levels. Something would have to go terribly, terribly wrong in order for that to happen, I guess, at this point.
Is it impacting people up there on a day-to-day basis now? I know some roads are closed. What are the other impacts, Sydney?
Definitely. So, yeah, road closures have been a big deal since this weekend. Other places, Crookston, for example, has been having some impacts with different buildings and different homes in that area. Crookston, actually, at the Red Lake River, they were expecting it to crest around 28 feet early this week, but it actually ended up cresting overnight. Early this morning, and it crested below the historic level where they thought that it was going to crest. It crested around 27 feet instead. But they were still busy. That was one of the places that the National Guard was active last night in putting up sandbags. But thankfully, they were, it seems like, able to avoid a lot of major damage, though they were spending a lot of time cleaning up this morning and throughout the afternoon.
I've seen some of the webcams from East Grand Forks, and yeah, the water is high. It's kind of scary when you take a look at that. And my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure you have more recent data. The latest projection for the Red River at Grand Forks is 48.5 feet sometime on Wednesday, which would be the sixth highest in recorded history. Right now it's at 40.2 feet, and I think you know, back in 97, I want to think, I think it crested at like 56 or 57. So still very high, but not in the major, major leagues of the late 90s, right?
Correct, correct. And in 97, it crested at just a little bit over 54 feet. 54. Right now, we're still looking at that 48.5 feet here in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. You know, one thing that Grand Forks definitely has is a benefit right now is we have really good flood protection systems on both sides of the river. So right now, a couple of the bridges in town, we have three bridges that connect Grand Forks to East Grand Forks directly. Two of those bridges right now are closed. Kind of one of the main ones called the Sorley Bridge is probably Grand Forks' most famous bridge, I would say. Right now, that's closed, but the one that's the highest one is it's at 52 feet before anything, you know, could impact it. And we're not looking at that being an issue currently.
And I saw some rainfall amounts anywhere from 3 to 4 inches over the weekend. I mean, it really came down. And that rain falling on lingering snow with frozen ground so that all that meltwater couldn't soak into the ground. Obviously, it ran off into streets and streams and eventually the Red River. So it really was a triple whammy. Was it pretty well predicted, Sydney?
We knew that there was going to be some sort of weather system. They knew that, you know, in western North Dakota, they had blizzards that they were dealing with yet again this last weekend. But they didn't quite know where the rain was going to be and just how big of an impact it was going to have. But we ended up getting Grand Forks kind of a couple of thunderstorms just squarely on town. So it just kept raining for a while over the weekend, and that really just kind of set things up to have all of the water running into the river on top of the snow that we had already received about 10 days prior.
Wow. Yeah, it when the weather slows down or stalls, bad things happen, and I saw all those storms. It was sort of a conga line of thunderstorms going right up the Red River Valley, and you know, it's a problem in June, but it's a bigger problem in April when the ground is still frozen. But I sure appreciate your perspective, and we will keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best and hope that the Red River recedes quickly and that there aren't major impacts for the Grand Forks area. Sydney Mook, Managing Editor, Grand Forks Herald, keep up the great work, and we appreciate the update.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.